Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Whatever floats off the tongue.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK and WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here. If you're checking out the series, please do hit that subscribe button. If you're not already, you'll get new interviews like this one sent to you every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests drop by lately. Jeff Tweedy of Wilco was just here. Michael Chiklis, Rob Corddry, Mary Stuart Masterson, they all dropped in to talk about The Senior, the movie. Hannah Stocking, Madison Pettis, and Yvonne Orji all dropped by to discuss The Wrong Paris on Netflix. Willem Dafoe and Corey Hawkins, I talked with them about the movie The Man in My Basement. 80s legends Soft Cell and OMD were here. Sabrina Impacciatore, she's in The Paper, Esmeralda in The Paper. And Lizzie Hale, lead singer of Hellstorm. That's what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, going to be talking with actress Olivia Allen-Lind. She's been in front of the camera longer than most people have even had driver's license, whether you first saw her as Faith Newman on The Young and the Restless, Dolly Parton in The Coat of Many Colors, she played the younger version, of course, the blood slick Lexi on Chucky, and the Spiderwick Chronicles, which she's been doing most recently. Chances are she's already been a part of your watch list, whether you realized it or not. She was raised in a showbiz family, but she's got those instincts that really feel like her own. She can cry on cue. She can kill with a punchline. She can make a sociopathic teenager seem weirdly relatable. And today we're sort of getting all of that all at once with the new Netflix series called Wayward. Allie plays a teen trapped in a so-called therapeutic school with cult vibes, a whole lot of buried trauma. She's going to dig into the psychological layers of the show, the early 2000s setting, and the killer soundtrack featuring bands like Third Eye Blind and Pink Floyd, and what it was like collaborating with creator co-star Mae Martin. She's also going to touch on her horror fandom, her love for Halloween, her scenes with the legendary Toni Collette, and how the cast went from crying on camera to shooting parody musicals at lunch. All that and more as we dig into Wayward on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Olivia Allen-Lind.
Hello.
Let me be, I'm sure, one of many people congratulating you on Wayward, because man, did I get pulled into that and haven't stopped thinking about it since I watched it. I think I'm underselling it when I say this to you. This is a really good series.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud of it and so excited for the world to see it. And yeah, I just keep wanting to rewatch it over and over and over again. I'm so excited.
I like that too, because I'll talk to some people, of course, who are like, I haven't even seen the show, that they spent all that time in or whatever. Like you jump right back in.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, you spend so many months working towards something and wanting the product to be as great as possible. And so the second I was able to watch the episodes, I was like, okay, I'm logging on right now and I'm watching all of them right now. I'm so excited to see how this turned out. And I wonder how this scene turned out. And that shot was weird. I wonder how it looks like. It's so much fun to be able to watch work that you're proud of. And it's rare to be able to watch work that you're proud of.
Now, are you able to separate yourself? I mean, can you get lost in the story? Or do you see everything that's happening beyond, that camera perimeter?
I feel like I can get lost in it. I feel like, especially with Wayward, I feel like I've gotten lost the most in it out of any project I've ever done, just because of how amazing the story is. And also in Wayward, there's so many A and B and C storylines. And so I find myself being so excited to watch the new episodes because I didn't know what was happening in the storylines that I wasn't in. I read them on the page, but it's just so much fun to be able to see them come to life on the storylines and the stuff that I didn't get to see. So that was the most fun part of getting to watch the episodes, getting to see what everybody else was up to when we were filming away in Tall Pines.
You get that. By the way, I bring this up too, that I'm sure that's you get the soundtrack, because I don't know if you get peaks of that beforehand, but it's a great soundtrack in this.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. I was watching it and every single song that came on, I was just like, "Oh my gosh, this is my dream. This is my dream. It's so awesome." Yeah, the soundtrack is I just need to get a playlist of all of the music in the show and just make that my main playlist.
Yeah, because there's moments, a few moments, I guess, like when you're talking about Pink Floyd or dancing to Third Eye Blind, was it? Like, are the like is you, we hear about those things, right? Like the song that we're hearing is not the song that the actors were hearing. Like, was that one of those moments where it was the real thing?
No, so in the cafeteria scene, Third Eye Blind is playing. Yeah, so Third Eye Blind is playing, and it was so much fun just to be like, yes, let's go. And yeah, so in the so Third Eye Blind was playing for the Pink Floyd, I think actually was playing also. Yeah, the Pink Floyd. Yeah, so we had the Pink Floyd and the Third Eye Blind on the day. Yeah, I mean, it just Lila's music taste is my favorite part of the character. I'm such a big music person myself. And so it really helped me get into her headspace with just the music aspect of it because she's such a, it just helps with like the grunginess and the very punk rock feeling. So yeah, I mean Third Eye Blind and all of those bands are some of my favorites in real life anyway. So it was just like, wow, Lila's so cool. I love her.
When you get to feel that way about a character, like that they're
Yeah,
cool and stuff like that.
exactly.
Yeah.
Like I wanna be as cool as Lila.
But of course, here you are. I mean, it's got you playing in 2003. I mean, a lot of these songs, of course, not counting Pink Floyd or something like that, but a lot of these songs are kind of period accurate. And I don't know how much does that add when we talk about time period to the role itself?
I feel like the most it adds just like the feeling. I mean, first of all, I think the biggest thing that you notice is the no cell phones. It really adds so much in a way that I didn't even really think that it would to the story. Like watching them on their flip phones just makes you feel something. And it was also such a invigorating feeling to not always have like a cell phone in my pocket and be like that. Like it was like I had to learn how to like do the flip phone, like make it look natural, like flip it out and do all that stuff. And it really surprisingly having no cell phones really sets you in that time period. And also the outfits and the clothing. I'm a huge low-rise jean lover, and so wearing all of Lila's outfits that had the low-rise jeans and that very like grungy girl, long tank tops, two tank tops, three tank tops. The clothing and the no cell phones and a lot of the like the props and art direction and they really looked for every single possible thing to sneak in there to really make you feel like you're in the 2000s, which is my like favorite time period. So it was so much fun to play.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Olivia Allen Lind.
I love that we're talking about this like this is just a fun, carefree show, for these first few minutes of the interview.
It is, right? It's just fun and carefree. Nothing ever bad happens to them.
Like, what do we call this? Like, psychological thriller, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've played around in these genres before. I mean, you've gotten full on horror, I guess, when we talk about something like Chucky or something like that. I don't know, like, do you find, like, I think I was watching an interview or something, and you and I both share we're big fans of Halloween. It's my favorite time of year. We're in Halloween season right now. But it's like, do you find yourself, like, that's why you go for these roles, or does that have anything to do with it? Not Halloween specifically, but just, like, the genre?
Yeah, I've just been so lucky. I've been so lucky to be able to play so many roles that are in my favorite genre. It just kind of happens that way. I mean, maybe I'm just more enthusiastic on those tapes that I send in because I just want to do this genre so much. But I mean, just being on Chucky was so much fun because it is so in your face horror. And just all of the blood and the gore and the deaths and everything was just so my alley. Because again, like it's my favorite time of the year. It's I live for it. I went to Horror Nights last night. I'm like already in it. It's only September 5th. So I'm like, I'm already diving in. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that I've just been super lucky to get to play in the genres that I love, that I love to watch. One of the biggest things when I read the first episode of Waywardness, I was like, okay, if I don't book this, I am going to be binging this so hard because this looks so cool. And the fact that I get to be in it is just an honor. Thank you, May. Thank you so much because I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the rest of the world to hopefully feel the same way about that I do and the passion behind what went into making the project.
Because that's what, I mean, you know, we've got culty feelings, we've got crazy adults that we're checking on. I mean, we've, you know, I think I was trying to think of like, because there's so many like little themes, right, that you can pick out, but something about intergenerational trauma feels like that's what maybe the show is really getting to. I don't know if you have that same feeling.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think that the writing is so complex and there's so many different levels and intergenerational trauma
it's
is
not
definitely
the easiest
one of,
phrase that's
yeah thank you is definitely one of the biggest themes throughout the show, one of the most prevalent, and I think that with May's writing and with the rest of our incredible writers room and writing team, they did an incredible job at making every single character so complex and have such a backstory, and everybody has their own trauma in a way. Like, so every character at Tall Pines has their own thing that's happened to them in the past, and that's why they're here, and their own story of what brought them here, and they're all disturbing in their own way. And with May's character and with like Laura and Alex and Evelyn, even just everybody has some form of trauma. And I think it's really interesting because in real life, everybody has their own forms of trauma too. I mean, like, everybody has their one thing that just really, really messed them up at some point in their life. And so I think it's really awesome to go into a show and see the levels of it and, you know, what it does to a person and what levels of trauma, what that person has become to in this day into like to this day. And so yeah, it's so there's so many different levels, there's so many different storylines to follow, and I think that's just all due to Mae's incredible writing.
Yeah, and I'll echo that, but with Mae. Of course, we're talking Mae Martin here, that it'd be very easy to lose the plot when you do, as you say, have that many storylines and characters, and that everybody does have their own backstory, and it never gets lost in this. I never felt like it was too wide scope. And you've got Mae Martin, who not only is on the screen for the lion's share portion of this whole series here, and created it and is writing it. When you've got someone like that on set, like how clear was the vision? Like, do you talk about it, like, really?
Yeah, I mean, there was so many conversations even before we got to set, just about exactly every single moment that's brought Mae to this point of writing this show, and their own friends' experience in one of these troubled teen schools, and why they wrote the show and the whole backstory. And one of the things that was so incredible is that at the beginning, Mae was like, literally anything you or Sydney, who plays Abby, need at any point, text me anytime. Whatever question you have, there's no stupid question. If you want to know, if you want to talk about your character's birthday and their zodiac sign, like, I'm in. Like, I want to do as much as I can to create these characters with you guys. And that was so helpful because you are jumping into these characters who have such an intense backstory. And so to have somebody there who knows the story better than anybody else to guide us and give their opinions of what they think the characters' backstory and lives were like before the page starts was so helpful. So yeah, there were so many conversations. I don't know how Mae isn't so sick of me at this point, because the second you tell me that I'm allowed to ask questions, I'm like, okay, this, how does she walk? How does she talk? How does she say this? Would she have a Toronto accent? What is going on? Like all the things. So yeah, it was really nice to have that outlet.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Olivia Allen Lind. Are there hard moments with a role like this? Like, I guess I'm saying, asking emotionally speaking.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, like, I think there's hard moments with every role that you take on, especially with ones like this, where the emotions are so deep and the things that they're going through are so dark. But I always say that those roles are just the most fun to play, and they're the most fun to take on. And I really love something that I can sink my teeth into, and I love a character that I can do research on. Or like playing Dolly Parton was the most incredible moment of my life because I got to do so much research into who she is and interviews and watch so much stuff on her. And so with a role like this, getting to do all of the research into the troubled teen industry beforehand to kind of set myself in the character's shoes was so great. So just anything that I can really jump into head first and explore and research, I love playing. So it can be hard at times, but it's also the most rewarding.
I will quickly say, I get asked the question. I've done over like 2,500 interviews, and people say, "Who's your favorite?" I'm like, "It's Dolly Parton." Having Dolly Parton on
Oh
this series is like, that's it. That's
my gosh,
like.
yes, she's incredible. I mean, there's just nobody in the world like her. She's everything a person should ever aspire to be in life. She's just the most gold-hearted person. I love her. Her heart is made of gold. I love her so much. Just mother.
I think we could, that's the thing, like everybody can agree there. Like, it's
Yes.
one of those artists, it's like, yeah, everybody agrees on Dolly. That's
Nobody
great.
has a difference of opinion. And if
Yeah.
somebody does, they're shady. They're
Sure.
weird.
100%. Yeah. Well, I'll flip that then. We talk about, because you do have that role, as you're saying, but with the cast like you've got, with a cast this big, and maybe this is the sillier version of this question here, but like, what's the off camera hang then? Because when you have such, heaviness happening on camera, like, what happens that we don't see when that stops?
Oh my gosh. I'm hoping, I'm so scared of what Sydney's going to post when this show comes out. We were so silly and goofy and little children running around this set the second the cameras were off. And it was so hilarious because we'd be doing this like hysterical crying scene, like so upset, so many emotions. And then we'd get off camera and we'd go on lunch and we'd make movies and we would make parodies to High School Musical dance numbers, and like we would recreate scenes from movie, like we did a scene from Die Hard, and we would get May involved and the whole cast involved. And yeah, there's some blackmail on Sydney's phone of myself, so I'm really nervous for when the show comes out what she's gonna post. But off camera, we all had the most amazing connection, and everybody really was a family. And it was probably just the most instantly connected I felt to people. It just walking on that set, everybody was just like, I think it was kind of bonded by how important we know the story of the show is and how important it is to tell. And so we were all very cautious of telling it right. And I think that from the beginning kind of bonded us all in a way of just being like, we're in this together, guys. Let's do this. But yeah, one of the best experiences I've ever had on set.
Does that kind of go with Toni Collette as well? Because here you have one of the greatest actors of all time, and on screen, like, she is so crazy.
So powerful. So powerful. It's insane. Yeah, she is. Oh my gosh. When I found out that she was going to be in the show, I freaked out. I fangirled. I was like, okay, this is my starstruck moment. Like, I'm freaking out. I mean, she's such an icon, and especially in horror, who that I just obviously again love so much. And so I was like, oh my God, there's no way that I'm gonna be doing scenes with this woman and not be able to like just be like, oh my God, what happened in this scene in Hereditary? So I was really, really nervous. I was terrified. I was so scared. The night I met her was it was like 11:30 p.m. on the night of my it was my six I was 16, and it was the night of my 17th birthday. And so we were filming our first scene together while the clock turned 12, like 12 o'clock at
That's
night,
fun.
me turning 17. And so we were doing the scene, and I met her, and she came up to me, she gave me the biggest hug, and she was the warmest person and the most comforting soul. And we got to celebrate my birthday the first night that we met each other. And it was just the perfect way to break the ice and just have an incredible relationship for the rest of the show. I mean, she was just like it's just one of my friends on set. Like, she's so awesome. And just getting to talk to her in the hair and makeup trailer and hang out with her and everybody else on set, offset. She's incredible. She's just like one of the girls. It's so weird to think about that Toni Collette is that.
I like my first thought when you said she just walked up and gave you a hug, and I'm thinking about that scene in Wayward where she gives May the hug at the beginning. It's like, I guess I've been giving hugs wrong all of my life.
Yes. After I read that, I went and I gave my friend a hug like that, and it actually does feel different.
Does. Yeah, I did the same
I'm
thing.
like, it's very odd. I wonder if that's going to become like, some people should make that a TikTok trend or something, like giving a hug the right way.
We all learned how to hug thanks to this crazy,
Yeah.
crazy story. That's
Yeah.
we all get something out of it, right?
Yeah.
I do. I love it. I love it. I think I could just pick apart every single episode with a dozen questions about the psychology of all this. But seriously, what you all done is fantastic. I'm only bummed that it said miniseries on it and not continue. I'm like, nah. I want more. I always want more. We always want more.
I do too. I mean, everybody involved does. It's like it's one of those shows that just feels so special, and I would make 50 seasons of it if I could, just to be able to go back and just be with those people for a few more months in Toronto in our little own bubble, making something that we're all so truly proud of. I would do it over and over and over again. So Netflix, if you want me back, I'm there. Let me know. I'm around.
Sitting by the phone. Seriously, Ali, congratulations on this. And it was seriously great to talk to you about it. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing day.
My thanks to Ali. The new Netflix series is called Wayward. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Of course, after that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Counting Crows, Sarah McLachlan, Mountjoy, Bright Eyes, Tom Waits, Carly Simon, Beth Gibbons of Portishead, Lord Huron, My Morning Jacket, En Vogue, Chairlift, Samara Joy, Cam, Michael Kiwanuka, Goose, and my interviews with Paul Feig, the director, Brendan Hunt, you know him as Coach Beard on Ted Lasso, and Ryan Tedder of One Republic. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence says your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
So great to meet you.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.